Paul Juergens, KFGO news director, miffed. Utterly miffed right now because Pinto didn't set up his...
What did I tell you?
You printed it. You said I didn't set up Juergens's chair. I didn't plug his headphones in. He's going to come in here storming around.
He's going to throw up his arms. What did he do?
He threw up his arms.
Yep.
There they go.
Well, the microphone's not set at the right level.
Goodness.
And the headphone decibel level is
it's
just
too low.
It's not my
fault. You're 6'8".
You know, I don't ask for much. Orange M&M's.
Well, you said blue yesterday.
That's for...
every day of the week is different.
No. That's when you're...
You're fishing.
No. I know some people...
You're chumming.
I know some people that use peanuts to catch trout and blue M&Ms.
And it worked, apparently. I've seen the pictures of you.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
It is, absolutely.
Phil Seafeld doesn't listen to this segment, does he, of the DNR?
Yeah, he does. He listens. Okay. Phil does listen to KFGO.
That's just,
yes.
That's just, well, apparently so does everybody.
Let's do the four-pack. How about that 4 o'clock hour, by the way?
I'm just looking at this, and this is just inside baseball stuff, folks. But my, as Scott Miller would say. Holy Toledo.
4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Highest rated hour of the Mike McFeely show. I wonder why that is.
I think it's the highest rated hour. Yes, it is the highest rated hour of the Mike McFeely show.
Yes.
It certainly is. And then if you look at some of the other stations in town that are on the AM band, well.
Let's just leave it at that.
That's it. We're done.
Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely show. Do you know what a Fatburg is, Jerky?
No, but I bought a box of Fat Boys last night. Bought a box of Fat Boys last night. Ice cream sandwiches.
It's a Fat Boy.
I'd never seen him before. They were at Hornbacher's. Fat Boy. They were, I haven't had one yet, but I think they're jumbo ice cream sandwiches. Fat Boy.
I've never heard of that before.
I hadn't either, but I was intrigued. Anything named Fat Boy.
There's a drug joke in there somewhere.
It's
I don't
not.
Know what
it is. It's a brand of ice cream sandwiches available at your local supermarket.
The Piggly Wiggly or the Red Owl? A Fatburg. No, a Fatburg is what was removed from the London sewer system, Jerky. This might be among the grossest stories I've ever read on the interwebs. A 15-ton.
30,000 pounds.
A 15-ton massive blob of food fat and baby wipes.
Oh.
Dubbed Britain's largest ever Fatburg. Please put down your sandwich. Has been removed from a London sewer, local authorities said Tuesday in London. The utility company Thames Water spent 3 weeks working to remove the Fatburg, which was the size of a bus.
Oh, my goodness. And this is just...
Accumulated fat. People pouring bacon grease and
restaurant
baby wipes and stuff.
Now, I know that baby wipes are not biodegradable. I didn't know that until not so long ago. I don't know why I heard it, but I know that they urge you not to dispose of them that way.
While we've removed greater volumes of fat, I don't even know what that was supposed to be, under central London... That was like Jack Sunday's, one of Jack Sunday's impressions. Every time he does an impression, it comes across like a Chinese impression or something. That's what that was right there. I'm going to start over. I'll just do it in my American voice. While we've removed greater volumes of fat under central London in the past, we've never seen a single congealed lump of lard this big clogging our sewers before, said Gordon Hallwood, which is a great English name, by the way, Thames Water's waste contract supervisor.
Oh, that's just
beyond disgusting. They need to change their ways in London. They need to bin it, don't block it.
Mike.
Guess what day it is?
It is Wednesday. It is hump day. Number three on our list today, Jerky. Speaking of gross, in a creative twist on the old dog poop on the porch gag.
What?
The old dog poop on the porch gag. You did that in Fergus Falls. You put, you know,
not,
you put Norman and Millie's waste in a paper bag.
They weren't even born and then light it on fire and then knock on the door and run. No.
The guy comes out and stomps
it. We never did that.
I'm sure you never did.
I knew some people that did.
One small town has been scooping up abandoned canine excrement and shipping it back to the dog owners who failed to pick it up.
Now, is this where they've been doing DNA on the dog?
I don't know what they've been doing.
I think there's some hoity-toity place.
That, no, that was in Edina.
Was that where it was? Where they were shipping it back or identifying it?
This is in Madrid something, Missouri or someplace. The stunt involves sending out volunteers to spot irresponsible dog owners and engage them in light conversation so as to determine their dog's name and breed. Then they scoop up the waste that the owners didn't pick up. They ship it off to these people's house and say, clean up your dog doo.
So they go out and make conversation and say, hey, how's Fluffy? And then they determine what Fluffy's done, and then they ship it over. Or they call them and say, hey, remember me?
According to this Associated Press story, the uncollected caca, who's ever used that word?
I don't know.
C-A-C-A, is that caca? Is that is that a euphemism for...
I didn't know. Don't know.
The uncollected caca would then be scooped up and placed in a box marked lost property. They're funny there. And shipped express back to its rightful owner.
Are we going to have more gross news tidbits?
No, no,
so we're done now with this? We got a fat ball
and
caca in Missouri.
Number two, this is a serious topic. Storms, Jerry, yesterday caused some serious damage down there, Wahpeton way, down Gary Rogers' neck of the woods.
They were kind of heating up this time yesterday, and Sean Olson was in our weather center, and Gary Rogers, our Wahpeton Breckenridge Southern Valley bureau chief,
big time.
Was in the midst of it. He was surveying crop damage shortly after it happened. He was in downtown Breckenridge, where a couple of buildings lost their roofs. You may have seen some of that video. He was out near Colfax early this morning looking at some of the mowed down fields, some corn fields and soybeans, and some significant crop damage there. No injuries there, I guess some areas picked up 1.5 inches of rain, and crop adjusters, insurance adjusters, county agents, farmers have been looking things over today. And it looks like most of the crop damage was around Walcott, Colfax, Galshute. And there was, as we reported yesterday, Colfax fire crews did spot a tornado on the ground briefly in a rural area, didn't do any damage and popped back up. So fortunate that there wasn't more damage. Another cell popped up last evening around Hankinson. And then this weather moved toward the Twin Cities and they got pounded. Similar line of supercells.
There's going to be a supercell coming back to Hankinson pretty soon, too, from what I understand. A tornado going to make its way up from Sturgis.
Yeah, I understand that. Him and Terry Speed.
Have you heard from him, by the way?
Oh yeah, a little bit.
What's he doing down there in Sturgis?
Well,
do you think?
I don't know. He's typing me back and forth here.
He's typing you back and forth. What are you exchanging messages about?
And Terry Speed are going to get together tomorrow afternoon. In Sturgis.
Oh, they're still down there.
Yeah, and Terry's on his way now. Terry was going all the way to Mandan today. I said, when are you going to get to Well, we're going to Mandan tonight. Mandan is 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's as far as Terry's going tonight.
It's going to take him a while to get to Sturgis.
Then it's about 300 miles from Mandan to Sturgis.
Oh,
He'll come in. That's what he said. He'll come in tomorrow afternoon into Sturgis. And the fire department and stuff will be there at police escort.
Parade, yeah. Ticker tape parade.
Going back to your caca comment.
Yes.
Caca, I guess, is Spanish for a BM.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what BM means?
No.
Bowel movement.
Was this Madrid, Missouri or Madrid, Spain?
Maybe it was Madrid, Spain.
Maybe that's what they call it
there. Isn't there a Madrid, Missouri?
I don't know.
There's some Madrid formation down
What's
there?
What's the dateline on the story
say?
It just says Madrid.
When I printed it. I was trying to save paper.
It was probably Spain.
Those Spaniards are crazy. Number one, Fargo kind of gets a shot here from the USA Today newspaper because today... In the USA Today, the nation's newspaper, there's kind of a funny / sarcastic story about how the USA Curling Organization is offering a all-expenses-paid trip to Fargo for the Olympic trials coming up in November here in Fargo.
That sounds like a great trip for somebody who's never been here.
I agree.
November, the weather's not all that bad.
No, it might be nice in November. Well, I think it's a good deal. But just the way the story was written, it was kind of some little, you know, oh, gee, who'd you like? Wow, you know, who would want to go to Fargo in November?
How about February? Let's bring him in January or February.
I'm okay with that. What I don't like, and I blogged about this earlier today at KFGO.com, is can't we as a community move past the defensiveness every time somebody from somewhere else makes a comment about us? It
doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either, but it seems like we as a community get all worked up anytime somebody mentions Fargo in a bad light. It's like, get over it. It's okay. Who cares? We're Fargo. We're Moorhead. We're fine. We'll be okay.
We're not, you know, if they don't want to come, they don't need to come here. That's fine.
The riffraff. Keep them out.
Don't. So
about the riffraff.
So this is the actual curling organization that's doing this, or is this USA Today today?
No, it's USA Curling. That's
the sanctioning.
Organization. Yeah, the sanctioning body.
And this was in the nation's newspaper today.
The story, yes. It was.
They'll probably have some curlers take them up on it, I would think, and register.
I would think so, sure. Yeah,
and they'll probably take it seriously.
Yeah. No, it'd be good.
And we've got some good curlers around here.
There's some great rinks around here.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
So I'm not offended by that at all. You know, people used to make fun of Fargo because of the movie, and it just doesn't bother me.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, you're good then. You in town too then?
Yeah, I go into town there.
Okay.
You betcha.
Is that it?
That's all.
That wasn't so bad.
Well, no, there's no more Fatbergs or caca stories. Yeah.
Bad stuff.
Mike.
Did you get the little text I sent you today?
No.
Oh.
What'd you send me?
Well, it is hump day, and, you know, who doesn't like
it? I hate that phrase. Who doesn't like hump day?
Who doesn't like a talking camel? I mean, come on.
Oh, I did see that. These are
troops in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And there's a camel behind them.
Yeah, the camel's dead, isn't it?
Well, it looks like it's dead, or it's playing dead. And there's two. Looks like either NATO peacekeepers or a military.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's in
Afghanistan. And they're saying we're number one. And then the caption says, guess what day it is?
Yes, it's two service members. I don't know whether they're what country they're with or where that's at, but that's all it says.
Oh, actually, they're not given the number one sign. They're pointing at the camel.
And the camel's just laying there, probably just playing dead. And I don't know where the picture was taken.
I know what it is.
Oh, no.
It's two camels. Gosh, Jerky. Look at the picture closer. I feel like I'm 10 years old again.
Is two camels.
It's two camels.
It's two camels, and there's two servicemen.
Yes, and the camels are in close proximity.
To each other.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Oh, geez, it's hump day.
Is that, who's smiling here?
The camel on the bottom, probably.
Yes. Who doesn't like a talking camel?
237-5948, 800-880-5346. I didn't even notice that was two camels. KFGO.studio at MWCRadio.com. This is the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO.